This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
Do you really want to get him? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yes, it is time for Crime Stoppers, and yes, as it is cooler to start this morning, we are entering space heater season to be sure. Let's talk a little bit about fire safety and overall winter safety. Public information officer for the Baton Rouge Fire Department, Kurt Monty, with us. Kurt, welcome back. How are you, man?
Good morning. Doing well.
Glad to have you on this morning. Glad to be out in front and, you know, maybe get the good information out before the bad headlines roll in, to be sure. Although we've already had a couple for this season. So
definitely. It's that time of year for sure.
Heading into winter, what do folks need to know?
So most importantly, you know, this is a busy time of the year for us. People, the cooler months. The holidays, people are cooking, people are putting out decorations. All of those things are very important when it comes to fire safety. Space heaters, you know, this time of year, it's the thing that we talk about most. They're a great appliance to have to warm your home, but they're also a very dangerous one when they're not used correctly.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the space heater. I have one in my office. I've got so many of them at home. But if you follow some very simple precautions, you don't have to worry about them. It's just all too often we find that, hey, if I'm not mistaken here, the reason for most space heater fires is just trying to snuggle up too close to them.
Right. Putting things too close. You want to keep a 3 feet, anything that'll burn 3 feet away from it. You don't want to use extension cords and things like that. You want to plug them directly into the outlets. Don't leave them on when you're not in the room.
Yeah.
A lot of folks will leave those things on. You need to make sure that you're around when they're in use. Keep your children, your pets away from them. Every appliance that you have, you know, and we probably all do it, you get that recommendation or the instructions, we kind of toss them to the side because we know how to use them, right? Keep those, read through them, follow those manufacturers' instructions.
So the first time we had this conversation, I was a little bit surprised that the biggest cause of fires as a result of space heaters is proximity and not electrical. I always just assumed like an older space heater might have a short or whatever, but while that can happen, that's not often the case.
No, most of the time it's just being placed too close to combustibles, whether it be curtains, furniture, bedding, anything like that. I mean, that heat source, it's going to put off. If you put something too close, it's going to catch on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. The covers hanging off the side of the bed, you know, it's a very, you could see how it happens so easily and so frequently with folks just not paying the level of attention they need.
Very much so. And other appliances in your home need to be inspected also. Your heating units, before you use them, we recommend that you have a professional come out and inspect them. A lot of times you see those gas units, the furnaces, they could have a crack in the heat exchanger. And then you have a whole nother issue when it comes to CO in your home. So you want to make sure that you have those inspected for use. Fireplaces, have your chimneys inspected. Make sure they're clean. Yep. Make sure there's no cracks in them. All those things are very important when we come into the cooler months.
A lot of the AC companies, HVAC companies out there, they offer up a service package where it's not mandatory, but they do remind you, hey, you get 2 service checks a year. One in early spring to get you ready for the AC in the summer, and one in the late fall to get you ready for the winter. And, yeah, between you and me, those are normally just sales calls.
Right.
Here's where you need to upgrade sort of thing. But they're also a very important safety check.
Yeah, and we're all guilty of it. We all get complacent at times. We have that attitude, it could never happen to me. You know, you see it, but it doesn't really hit home. Look, fire is not prejudice. It can happen to anyone. And that's why you need to take the steps and do the proper things to protect your home and family.
We've got Kurt Monty in studio. He is with the public information officer for the Baton Rouge Fire Department. All right, let's go back to the top of the page. The first thing you mentioned was cooking.
Yeah, cooking is still the number one cause of fires in a residential home. And this time of year, obviously, we just got through Thanksgiving, and now we're coming into the Christmas season.
Yep.
That's when you do the most, right? You're cooking, you're having your family and friends over. You want to make sure that you stay in the kitchen when you have something on. If you're cooking outdoors, you don't want to have an open flame underneath a carport or awning or anything like that. Again, keep children and pets away from those things while you're using them. I think in today's world, you see us walk away more because of the things we have. In the old days, if you remember, if you answered the phone, it was stuck to a cord. It kept you in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now you answer your cell phone and you could walk down the block, right? So keep those things in mind. Maybe keep a rag or a pot holder on your hand to keep you, remind you that you have sure. something on in the kitchen. Don't leave that kitchen. Don't leave anything cooking. If you have to leave, turn it off. We see that often that you just forget about it, and it can escalate very quickly.
With Thanksgiving in the rear view, I gotta ask: did we have any fried turkey incidents this year?
We didn't. That I looked at. I looked at it this morning. Not really any fried turkey incidents. We had a few pots on the stove, right?
So yeah.
Again, people walking away, and fortunately, those were brought under control before anyone was hurt or the damage was too severe. But again, it's that time of year. We need to think about it.
Wait, just the frequency of use at this time of year. And look, the holidays are busy for everybody. Your mind's on 1,000 different things. So it's not to oversimplify, but just stay focused.
Stay focused.
Keep your eye on on what you're doing at any one given time. You mentioned decorations. Where can we see things go wrong here?
So decorations, again, busted out the pack. The manufacturer has those recommendations and those safety tips on it. You want to use indoor lighting indoors. You want to do outdoor lighting outdoors. Inspect your lights and things like that. Make sure that nothing's frayed or any of that wire is exposed. Christmas trees. You know, if you have a real tree, you want to make sure it's well watered. You don't want that tree to dry out. There's several videos out there. You can find them on YouTube and other things. It's really scary if you look at it, how quickly that the tree can engulf and really take over a room. It's
they go up fast.
They go very, very fast.
I've seen that outdoors. Outdoors to be sure. But yeah, they will go up in a hurry. We all remember Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
That's not too far off.
That's right.
It's a little bit exaggerated for the comedy of the movie, but it's not that far off.
No, it'll go up very quickly. So you want to make sure that you turn those lights off again, just like a space heater. If you're not around them, don't leave them in use. Those type things. The number one thing when it comes to all of these, you talk about cooking, you talk about space heaters, you talk about holiday decorations. Right now, take the time. Make sure that your smoke detectors are working properly. Make sure you have a CO detector in your home. Make sure that your family knows what to do if those go off. Make sure that your children know what that sound is.
Yeah.
And they react. You want to have two ways out of every room. You want to have an escape plan and a meeting place so that you know everybody is out of your home. It's very important. It's a simple thing to do. And it's something that you should all do to prepare in case of emergency that your family is prepared.
We always remind about the CO2 or the CO monitors during hurricane season because of, you know, the people that are going to set up their generator underneath their carport, whether as ill-advised as that is.
Right.
But that's when we normally get the reminder. We often don't get it when it comes around to wintertime, to be sure. We got Public Information Officer Kurt Monte, and he's with the Baton Rouge Fire Department. We're going over a little bit about what the winter brings from a safety perspective. Oftentimes, this will mean the outdoor fire pits and whatnot. Where are we at right now? Like, I know burn ban is gone, but fire pits are a full go.
Sure, but here's the thing. And a lot of folks, we found out through this whole burn ban announcement and through the state, in East Baton Rouge Parish, there is a burn ordinance. It's been in place since I've been in the department for 29 years. It's already there. So the burn ban really didn't affect us too much outside of fire pits and things like that. And what it says is if you're within 1,000 feet of a structure and you want to do open burning, you have to get permission from your local fire department. You can't just light a leaves or debris or anything like that. Now your fire pits and things, we consider those kind of controlled. You can burn those, but if your neighbor or someone near your home you're burning and they have asthma or the smoke from that is bothering them and they make a complaint, then you're going to be asked to put it out. So that's an ordinance that's in place 365 days a year here in East Baton Rouge Parish that a lot of folks just aren't familiar with.
Now, as far as the burn ban, going back to that, is there any likelihood that it comes back before the end of the year?
You know, that'd probably be a weather person question. I know we've gotten some rain. The drought was extreme for us, and we saw that. And so that would be a question for, I guess, the weather people to decide whether we're getting enough rain and drying out. But again, in East Baton Rouge Parish, we should always take precautions. If you're open burning and you're within 1,000 feet of a structure, you need to contact your local fire department.
He is Kurt Monty. He is the public information officer for the Baton Rouge Fire Department. It is that time. It is time to be alert about the awareness of fire hazards throughout the winter. Kurt, we always appreciate the time this morning.
No, I appreciate it, and I'm thanking Don here. You know, he's my hero for allowing us to come on and get this very important message.
We do our level best not to inflate his ego. So, but no, it's always appreciated. Hey.